Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Thanks for staying with us here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3. Now, as customer expectations continue to evolve, Zendesk has launched its latest Customer Experience Trends Report to help make sense of the big factors influencing these rapidly changing behaviours. The report's based on industry research and product usage data from 45,000 customers worldwide, including supplementary data from Southeast Asia. We're joined today by Malcolm Koh, Zendesk APEC CX Strategist, that's Customer Experience Strategist. Malcolm, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Howie. Great to be here again.
Even with AI and automation elevating customer experience performance across Southeast Asia's customers, top priority when it comes to service is still speed. They want their stuff done now, yesterday, solved quickly, effectively. What are the other priorities, though, for customers besides speed with regard to customer experience?
So besides speed, I guess convenience, so being in the channel where they want is top of mind at the moment. So engaging across channels, we have seen an increase in social channels, so things like WhatsApp. We've also seen an increasing convenience for customers to want to service themselves, so the self-service angle. I think at the end of the day, a lot of customers want to be efficient in terms of the way they engage businesses and find their queries, and they're finding with the current modeling, one of the fastest ways is for them to find the answers themselves or to research and find them online. And if a company has put together an effective self-service mechanism, a lot of customers will go there. But we found that those companies are still catching up in that aspect to want to implement those sort of design-friendly self-service initiatives for the customer.
Are you finding those expectations and priorities differ from region to region?
Well, we found that they vary a little bit in general and specific in that area with regard to that convenience and the expectations regionally. Some customers have been able to find the convenience a bit with the AI here in Singapore being driven a bit better than that in Malaysia and other countries.
I suppose I hesitate to ask whether Singaporeans are the fussier ones compared to our regional counterparts, you reckon?
I think if we look at it, it might be a product of a few things, possibly that, though, to be honest. But I think also we look at the economy here at a macro level, there is more demand for it in the sense that we have requirement for more efficiency. Maybe labor is more expensive here. The maturity of some organizations in development is also a bit stronger here when versus the region. So that comes across as why things like self-service and AI are invested more heavily here that has caused to have that higher increase in Singapore, maybe part of the necessity and costs.
So it seems though, Malcolm, all roads seem to lead back to speed and the need to cater to consumers, maybe short attention spans, the need for efficiency and productivity, etc.
Yes, that expectation has in fact risen. I think this is due to a lot of the disruptors. Name some of our clients like Grab, Circles Life, Stash Away. We have companies that continue to disrupt. And what happens there is customers, and if you think of yourself to some extent, we reset our expectations with regard to the new disruptions in customer experience. And so that customer focus that has made organizations better at delivering has reset benchmarks. So you could be a 150-year-old financial institution and you may be benchmarked against a disruptor that has a quicker turnaround time or is able to engage using data to understand their customers a bit better.
And it seems these expectations have risen exponentially. I didn't think I'd be able to say this as a relic, but I too have been sucked into it, if you will. I mean, I can't conceive of allowing, say, for example, a certain car sharing app to send me a driver only 10 minutes from after I called for it. Why do you think those expectations have risen so exponentially, Malcolm?
Well, I don't think you're a relic, number one. Number two is I think that the way that the world has worked today is these disruptions by ride hailing or things like this, they create a new world and a new curve or a new benchmark for organizations to have to follow. So that wait time that you kind of mentioned is a lot shorter than it was in the past, and that's what's recreated your benchmark in terms of waiting times for almost everything. So it's not restricted to anymore simply a ride. It could be the turnaround time at a line for a coffee or something like this.
Mm. And how well placed are businesses to meet these expectations? We talked about the 150-year-old financial institution versus the up-and-comers and disruptors like the car-sharing apps.
Well, I think there is a focus, and that these organizations are they're all starting to increase their investment in the area. I think we've been a bit on the infancy, and the maturity is a bit low, but at the end of the day, they are ramping up very quickly. So I think they're relatively well poised to make these changes in the near future with regard to the way they react and with the to the oncoming demand of customers. And if they don't, they really run the risk of potentially not losing or losing this a lot of their business to new disruptors that come along.
Right. What's lacking? What needs to be put in place?
I think at the end of the day, we look at the channel engagement, using data-driven analysis to understand and design around your customers' behaviors to sort of really put them at the center of the way that you interact. And that would be an ideal way to understand those customers better and drive changes that are really driven around the customer. And I think it's easier said than done because at the end of the day, organizations themselves, they aren't necessarily collaborating in their spaces because they aren't aligned around data or the alignment in terms of strategy. They have a general strategy to engage the customer better and try to understand the customer. But when we go down to the level of each individual unit, they aren't necessarily aligned. And that's where I think data and data-driven analysis around that strategy can help the organization collaborate and scale the challenge.
Mm. Malcolm, what other findings of import came from the report?
Yes, I think the importance of the value and strategic of brands and the size. More than half the companies that we saw now have a chief customer officer, so I think they're helping to drive the role. In addition to that, growing significantly, a lot of businesses with scales need to use their tools and systems more effectively in terms of that collaboration, again, around that data-driven analysis.
Mm. Would the chief customer officer need to be somebody with knowledge of data analytics and such?
Not necessarily. I think at the end of the day, they need to have the customer at heart. And at the end of the day, they usually have analysts that help them provide the data. But I think the real trick is trying to think like the customer and align those things where you have the data to complement in the design and make the experience better for customers. That could be the reduction of pain points in terms of the process. It could be in proactive engagement in terms of knowing the right time and the right customer of the way to engage them so that they are, in fact, happier and feeling you're using the information that you have with them effectively.
Perhaps putting millennials in that position of chief customer officer might help some, you reckon?
It could. I mean, it's about new perspectives and engaging customers in a different way or the way that they would like and really sort of turning things around.
Malcolm Koh, Zendex Apex's customer experience strategist, joining us today. Malcolm, thanks for your time.
Thanks so much, Howie.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.